This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, 6 past the hour. Welcome to the program that gives you a chance to sound off with whatever's on your mind. That's what we're doing today. Guest free today. Yes, not that we don't like guests, but we love giving our listeners a chance to get issues out there rather than we decide what issues you want to talk about. You get to 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here they come now, folks. The story's about all the airport delays are too much. This government shutdown, this partial government shutdown, has got to end because there's pain points. I'm sure there's things that are difficult, and I know TSA agents have been reported to be calling in late, but they're starting. I just wanted to warn you, they're starting. We have a situation Bismarck Public Schools and Bismarck PD want you to know about, informing us of a situation in the area of Moses, Myrie, and Wachter, right, Todd? Is that where they're saying?
Yep.
And as a precaution, those schools are in a shelter in place, which means outside doors are locked, but classes are continuing as usual inside. School resource officers are on site at each school and let you know when the shelter in place has been lifted, is what they tell us. So don't know much more than that, but you know what we know. You can call us at 258-0550. One more time, nice and slow. 258-0550. 800-228-0550. Or text Todd 226-8503. Or me 367-2054. Jerry in Bismarck, then Henry in Fargo. Jerry, you're first. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I'm a first time caller.
And well, thank you for that. We appreciate that very much.
Okay, and I'm kind of nervous too.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous, Jerry.
Okay, I just have a couple comments, and then I'll hang up and listen. First of all, I want to ask a question about this border wall funding. What is done with the money that has been confiscated from the Mexican drug cartel that's sitting in lockers of the FBI as evidence?
Yes, good question. I know Ted Cruz has suggested that we confiscate the funds of El Chapo. He is a drug lord in custody that has ridiculous amounts of money and pay for the whole wall. I'm sure there's some place for those dollars. I don't know if you're talking about while we're waiting trial, it goes into a locker. But I would think after they're in jail and it's from a drug, it'd be like anybody. If you went out and stole $1 million and got caught, they take $1 million back.
And in
the case of where they can, restitution, otherwise go into a certain fund. So it's not a bad idea at all, Jerry.
Okay, and also I'd like to mention, you know, the Democrats need to start working for the people of the United States and not be so quick to judge and blame Trump for everything. I'm getting a little tired of it. They're not trying to help the people. They're only trying to help themselves to get control is what they're doing.
How do you fix it, Jerry? How would you, I'm with you. I'm tired of it, too. I think it's ridiculous. And
very good question. Okay, my next topic is helping senior citizens to stay in our homes. I'm 83 years old, and I have been paying property taxes since 1961. And, you know, I think eventually we should get some discount in our property taxes to help us stay in our homes. And that's basically all I have to say.
Very good. I don't know if you heard Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader that we spoke with yesterday. He talked about, and we're going to spend a lot of our time on Mondays talking about different things that are happening at the North Dakota Legislature, but covering all of them. But he did say that was a number one priority for the legislature to, and he's not specifically talking about property taxes, but he's talking about, you know, keeping seniors in their home because there isn't senior living space. It's a very challenging thing to find. What would help you most? Jerry, what would keep you in your home? Some sort of a discount or something on your property taxes?
Yes, it would really help. It would be very, very much appreciated.
What would be fun to do is to do an analysis on a number, you know, crunch some numbers to say, okay, if Jerry stays in her home rather than goes to a, whatever, apartment or, you know, assisted living or whatever services you ultimately need. But if you were able to stay there longer, what is the cost to the taxpayer if you leave versus if you stay? And I would bet there's an interesting cost benefit for the taxpayer to figure out some kind of system like you're talking about. I don't know. I'd like to see the numbers, though.
Yeah.
I hope you'll call again because I liked all your questions.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But I would like to see a way that we, this one to me is so blatantly obvious with the Democrats because they're on record supporting $25 billion for border security, 700 miles of fence. Barack Obama called it a humanitarian crisis. They've said all this stuff. It isn't anything new. But now, because Donald Trump is the one who's proposed it, they're against it. And you heard Nancy Pelosi say, not one dime. Well, I'll give you a dollar. But not $5 billion. Give you $1. What an insult that is. Henry in Fargo has a comment for moi. Henry, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Hear me out, Scott. Here's the deal. Heidi Heitkamp got out of the Senate. She's going to get $160,000 a year for the rest of her life with full benefits, if I understand that correctly. The Republican Congress passed a bill with no funding for the wall in it. Then in the 11th hour, they went back and put $5.7 billion in that. The problem is not Trump. It's never been Trump. It's been the Congress and the Senate. It's been the swamp. But you never once addressed, this is not negative towards you, when you have Kevin Cramer on all the time. We really need to start listing all the corruption. What is the swamp? What is the corruption? Because that is 100% what the problem is. Mitch McConnell, after the Congress came back with $5.7 billion, he could have changed it from 60 to a simple majority. Past that, wouldn't even be an issue now. The government wouldn't be shut down. Mitch McConnell is just as guilty. The Democrats, Republicans, it's a swamp. They're in it together. It's a joke played on American people. $23 trillion in debt, and here we sit. And they're in Puerto Rico. It doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican. We need to take our country back. Second topic, red flag law. If they use due process, meaning that people go and they go to court and they do a due process, I have no problem with that. That'll take some mental health issues and some other issues with guns away. And most people that have weapons and believe in the Second Amendment have no problem. But it has to be due process. It can't be accusations and it can't just be done by some judge. It has to be due process and I don't see why anybody have a problem on it. What's your thoughts?
Interesting on both counts, and I share your frustration. I want to see him get it done. I want to see him find a way. Kevin Cramer, just so you know, is here every hour, every week for an hour. Takes questions on everything, on absolutely anything and everything. So I'm not going to think of all the questions, and quite honestly, most Wednesdays I ask a lot less questions than the callers do, just because. People have text questions. They have time. They have calls. So we take most of the time answering those questions. So we do that. And you talked about Heidi Heitkamp too. So I'm just gonna say, look, you're raising some really good points. I mean, there's no doubt that there's more to be done. I don't know why. I think the big thing, and I talked to Kevin about this before, and he supported it in the past, the change in the structure, the rules to allow for a simple majority, as you say, to be passed by now. I don't know what he's waiting for there. I think he thinks it's going to be Armageddon. You know, I think he thinks it's going to be total Armageddon and we change the rules and they're going to go, what is it now? What is it now? You know? Henry, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Terry in Bismarck wanted to talk about something that Jerry said earlier that called in. Go ahead, Terry, you're up.
I have researched both of those issues. First of all, the money that they confiscate while on trial isn't a lot, but once the courts are settled and then the money is released, the majority of it goes to the local municipalities for law enforcement and drug enforcement, and some of it goes towards the federal government for the DEA and ICE funding. Not all of it. There is still a large pile of it laying there. And on her second question, she may qualify for the Homestead Act, which would be property tax relief. You have to meet certain guidelines under that, though, such as property value can't exceed $550,000. And I don't believe that there's an income limit on it, but she should call the city assessor's office and ask them about the Homestead Act.
All right, Terry, we might have helped Jerry out there a little bit. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay. You bet. Bye.
800-228-0550. One note here. We talked to you earlier about the lockdown at the school. And what do they call it again, Todd? They have a little...
shelter in place. There's a robbery at U.S. Bank, 423 East Bismarck Expressway, and they're looking for a male 6'1", carrying a respirator mask, gray pants, black shirt, dark beard, black glasses. Case is still in the early stages. The investigation officers are working on it, but so there you go.
They're all linked. More after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or planned space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can be as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by MyPillow. After a tough night at the Naked Moose in Lorain, you probably need MyPillow. You know what I'm saying, Todd? There's a new one. The Naked Moose in Lorain. This came from a listener. They're trying to top all. We've been throwing out some Real interesting.
You want to be around one wearing a sweater?
I don't get it.
They're all naked. I hope.
Yes. Yeah.
It'd be kind of creepy if it was wearing a sweater.
That's true. Anyway, speaking of MyPillow, they now have a MyPillow mattress topper. So rather than spend a zillion bucks on a new mattress, if it's, you know, going soft a little on you, the MyPillow mattress topper is fantastic. It's a 3-inch thick, high-density support foam that cradles your entire body. They have all these layers of foam. You get like a zero-gravity effect on the thing. It really feels, it's not too soft, it's not too firm, and you really just got to lay on it to experience it. Believe it. Thermophase gel technology, so keeps you the right temperature. That's a big part of the MyPillow secret sauce, too. You're going to love it. You really are. 30% off right now. 30% off. Plus, they throw in two free MyPillows. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, 21 past the hour. I mentioned this earlier. Briefly, but I want to take a moment to talk a little bit about Donald Trump yesterday speaking to the American Farm Bureau Federation and giving a shout out to Val Wagner, North Dakota farmer. Listen to this.
In the audience today is Val Wagner from Monongo, North Dakota. Val, it's a good place. You have a great new senator, by the way. Great new senator. Really great. Val and her husband would love to expand their farm for their four boys, but under the waters of the United States rule, they would have had to pay tens of thousands of dollars in fines because of the prairie potholes on their land. You all know what prairie potholes are? Yes, you do. I don't, but it sounds bad. To Val and every farmer, we're going to keep federal regulators out of your tanks, your stock tanks, your drainage ditches, your puddles, and your ponds. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can have a pond, a little pond, and they consider it a lake. And you're regulated as though it were a lake. We're going to get government off your back so you can earn a living and support your families doing what you love. And I know what you love. Farmers love what they're doing.
President Trump yesterday, nice deal. Val Wagner, I guess, is, I think, making her way back from the gathering in New Orleans. We're trying to track her down because I understand she was invited back after to talk with President Trump, which is kind of neat. North Dakota shout out. The president yesterday with the farmers and growers. Isn't that great? I love it. Texter says, Saddle Sore Saloon, Golden Valley, North Dakota. Saddle Sore Saloon. You hate those saddle sores. So bad you name a bar after them. All right? Keep them coming. Texter says, guys, good morning. What did the caller Tom mean by the problem was once solved? How was it solved? Tom was talking about family farms and about the way they're going. I don't remember him saying that, but I trust that he did. I just don't know what he meant by it. But if Tom's listening, he can call back and answer the question of the texter there. Frank in northwest Minnesota. What town are you calling from, Frank?
Well, I'm north of Deep River Falls.
Well, what's the town?
Oh, I live in a little town called Middle River.
Yeah, see, we like to know the towns. I mean, because little towns are they're big time to us. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so, you know, I'd rather you think of Thief River Falls as a suburb of Middle River.
That's where you go for parts.
You go there for parts, yeah. And we also
know what a family farm is.
Please tell me, yes.
A family farm is a woman who gets up at 5 o'clock and makes breakfast, so the rest of the people get up and have breakfast ready. And the kids are the hired hands, and they go out and do the work. Dad's the mechanic. He goes out and services all the tractors and machinery. And then the wife, she gets done with that, and then she's got to run to town and get all the parts. And in the afternoon, they come by, and then the mom of the wife, she runs the grain cart.
That's true family farming right there.
Everybody works together.
And that happens on a lot of farms in in North Dakota, big and small, I might add. You know, big and small.
Behind every successful farm is a good housewife, farm wife.
Smart man you are. No doubt about it.
Been married 40 years.
Yeah, you survived.
Great hair's a small price to pay for knowledge.
There you go. Exactly right. Say, have you ever been to the Wheel Bar and Bottle Shop?
I have been there.
Okay. Is it good food?
Good food. They're not serving as much food as they used in the old days. But I'll tell you one more little thing. President Trump's in trouble. Did you
Who
hear
says?
That yesterday? He brought in McDonald's and he brought in Burger King to the White Castle.
Yeah. Did he bring White Castle, too? I didn't even know that he had White Castle.
I should have said White House, but I said White Castle today.
Oh, into the White Castle. Okay, I get it.
I get it. Right over your head.
Yeah. That wouldn't get you in trouble.
Too much is getting by you today. What the heck?
That's not a problem. I live with, she's now 15, but Haley, our youngest, she wherever we pick to go, she wants to go somewhere else, so we all very often say, go get it and bring it over here. Yeah, I'm too embarrassed.
Well, our new president's got money, so we call it the White Castle instead of the White House.
Oh, I see. Yeah, good point. He paid for that, by the way, himself yesterday. Did you know that?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I wish he paid forward. I could have had one.
If you missed this, folks, Clemson was at the White House to get their honor for being national champs. Because of the partial government shutdown, there's less staff at the White House, so they didn't have food. And he said, I can't have that. So he caters out McDonald's, Wendy's. What am I forgetting? Burger King. And then he got some pizza, too. And, yeah, a classic. And you should see how they displayed it. It was very, very nice. Very, very formal. It wasn't just a bunch of bags.
One last thing?
Yeah, one last thing. Bring it on.
If President Obama would have been there, they would have had kale.
It had what?
They would have had kale.
Yeah.
What
Michelle
kale
sure.
are you talking about?
She would have made sure of it. Right? Yeah.
Some kind of stuff you can eat.
Yeah, he did say at one point, if anybody wants a salad, Melania will make it. But we have the audio from the little exchange yesterday that we'll find for you here somewhere. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind? Telephone number 258-0550, 701-258-0550. How about means testing for people above a certain age on property taxes? All right, interesting point. There are a lot of things out there. Texter says, have you been to South Hart, the I Don't Know Bar? Well, that's a unique name for a bar. I've not been there. But the I Don't Know Bar in South Hart. Todd, you heard of it?
I have not.
I've only been to the refinery there. So, there you go. Group Therapy Lounge in Columbus. Great mental health provider. There's another one. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Call us 258-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey folks, Matt the Pizza Guy with you again. Are the doldrums of the deep winter blues
creeping into your positive and sunny view?
Well, it's time to snap out of the wistfulness of winter. Crank up the oven and enjoy a Pizza Corner pizza. Juice from a deliciously deluxe loaded with meat and veggies, a chicken bacon ranch with a hint of spice to warm you nice, or a Pizza Corner taco pizza that can be dressed up to delectable with sour cream, lettuce, tomatoes, and more. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The confirmation hearing for President Trump's Attorney General nominee William Barr has begun on Capitol Hill.
So I want to thank the president for nominating somebody who is worthy of the job.
That's the panel's chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham, opening the hearing. Democrats have been concerned that Barr has made critical remarks about the special counsel's Russia investigation in the past, but he's assuring them he has no intention of interfering with it.
Nothing could be more destructive of our system of government than any toleration of political interference with the enforcement of the law.
An Alabama judge has today overturned an Alabama state law that's prevented Confederate monuments from being removed from public property. Broadway star Carol Channing has died. She was 97. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Know a thing or two about energy and about the environment. We're a leading coal producer here, North Dakota. Our electricity rates, some of the lowest in the nation. Leading coal producer, electricity rates, lowest in the nation. And we're also among only seven states to meet all federal air quality standards. Holy buckets. Clean air, affordable energy, top coal producer. Think of that. Isn't that something? And what else? Oh, 15,000 plus good paying jobs, about $1 billion in personal income, a $3.4 billion in economic impact, $100 million annually in taxes going into the state coffers. Think about that. Learn more at a Coalition for Secure Energy Future. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, 27 before the top of the hour. I want to play you something I touched on briefly earlier from a Fargo City Commission meeting last night. Oh, one thing I need to get in here because Frank is getting us all in trouble, Todd. You know, Frank was explaining what everybody does on the farm and ranch and what he saw as a family farm. Texter says, this guy. That's never good when they say that about you. This guy. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, usually favorable. I ranch with my husband. I don't make breakfast. I go out and run equipment and work outside as much as he does. There you go. And we have another contribution for best bar name ever. I have no idea, bar, Antler, North Dakota. I have no idea, bar. What do you say? Where should we go? I have no idea. No. Where should we go? I have no idea.
I have no idea. Where were you last night?
Only in Antler would they do that. I love it. Okay, so here now back to Fargo City Commission. Dave Pepcorn, Fargo City Commission member, business owner, has dared to, hope you're sitting down now, ask questions. Oh, I know, the horror of it. It's terrible. Specifically about refugees, what they cost the city of Fargo, what they cost the county of Cass, how much additional interaction there is with law enforcement. He's not prejudiced, not racist. He's simply saying, I want to know, because we should consider that when we decide how many we're going to take. And what happens often is Lutheran Social Services says, you know, we'll take 300, we'll take 400. And, of course, they get dollars with every one of them. Now, they claim that's not a big part of their revenue, but they sure fight to get more of them. President Trump has slowed that of late. One of the things Dave Pepcorn has asked about health screening. Have they, you know, when we decide that X amount of refugees are coming to North Dakota, and they usually are split between Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks. What is the procedure for screening them for help? And they're told they do all that over there, everything's fine. Well, now the Lutheran Social Services comes before the city commission last night and say we need some money from you, the taxpayers of Fargo, for interpreters. Okay, well, what do the interpreters do? Well, we need to do some more screenings for TB. And so we need you to pay for interpreting. Well, I thought they were screened over there. So here's the exchange between Dave Pepcorn and LSS last night on this, and I wouldn't mind your take on it. Go ahead and roll.
And to me, you should have alerted us immediately that we had refugees with TB, because we should have stopped this as soon as we heard about it. This is putting our citizens' lives in jeopardy. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
We did not have active cases in the refugee population.
We have refugees with TB, correct? And that TB can turn into active TB, and you can't predict it. Isn't that correct? So, I mean, come on, man. So I'm just saying, here's my motion, and I'll try not to get emotional during my motion. We need to stop refugee acceptance immediately. We need to have our health department come up with a screening system and have them screened before they are allowed to live here. Because if we don't, people will die. That's no joke.
Okay, so just statistically, let me put this a little bit in perspective. So in the United States, there were 528 deaths with active tuberculosis. There were 80,000 influenza deaths. So we should be more concerned about influenza than we should be with TB, because statistically that's what's going to impact you more.
But the reality is, Jesse, all but refugees that come into the United States are screened. They all have health screenings.
They're screened, and we do not participate in medical screening. That is done by our medical community. We do TB case management, which means that they have seen a provider, they have been given a prescription for medication. We take it at that point. We do not get involved with screening.
Commissioner Gehring.
Eric, just as a matter of the motion, is that, do we have the legal authority to even do that?
Well, I was thinking about that question, and I kind of took the motion to be where he's directing the health department to figure out a means of, by doing it. I thought in the process of that, we'd figure out whether there's a point where city government and the health department can interject itself if you want it to. And then the other question is just, I'm not totally certain the extent to which placement of refugees is under the control of the city of Fargo totally. But I thought we would evaluate that depending upon the results of Commissioner Pepcorn's motion.
For a second.
I would just add, I am 99.99999% sure we cannot make that happen and stop at the city commission level.
Is there a second? Could we perhaps just have a discussion about that evaluation or question of the TV, whether they're coming in or not? Or
yeah.
Any other further discussion, Desi, you have to do for...
I mean, we can follow up with Lutheran Social Services. I think, you know, the data supports that they are doing those screenings. I mean,
just check to see what they do to bring people
sure.
in.
Mr. Chairman, so that's what happened 3 years ago. We were assured that refugees were screened, and so obviously they're not.
They're screened. Here's the deal. Somebody with TB could walk into our community any time of the day. They're not regulated at all, and that's really the problem we have. If somebody has TB and is a U.S. citizen, they could walk into any community they are, and they can spread TB.
That is 100% correct, but here's the difference. The refugees are being brought here, and we were told that they were going to be screened, and they're not.
Well, they are screened.
They are being screened?
Yes.
They are being screened.
And they're being allowed to come here with TB?
No.
There's a really big difference, and I would encourage you to read the difference between TB infection and TB.
I have Mayo right here, and what Mayo says is, even if it's not active TB, it can turn active like that. Isn't that correct? That says it right here. So
it's
if
you
really can't predict when it's going to happen, and there's people with TB in Fargo, mm-hmm. That's very scary.
And exposure to active TB takes a prolonged period of time for someone to convert to active. So this isn't like measles where, you know, it's highly, highly contagious.
I wish I could tell you that's reassuring, but...
Well, what you're telling me, influenza is more deadly, and we're close to that all the time.
So get your
Your risk
done.
Of dying from TB versus influenza. Influenza is about 100 times.
And so let's bring people here that have active TB. That's
They're not doing that, Dave. They're screening.
Yes, we are.
No, I know you're worried about it, but it's one of those diseases in medicine we all hate because it can turn active very easily, but we don't have control.
Whoa, did you hear what you just said? That's the mayor of Fargo, who is, by the way, a doctor. He said, we're all worried about TB because it can turn to active TB very quickly. And I think what Dave Pepcorn is saying is, let's not take that risk when we have a choice to say you're in or you're out. You make perfect sense. And as health professionals, you know, well, influenza is way worse. You know, we should be worried about that. We are. There's flu shots. There's all kinds of things that go on. And again, that's not a choice. The other one is a choice. Oh, my gosh. Does that about drive you crazy to listen to them? I thought you'd want to know. And one other special treat here for you. Val Wagner is on the phone. And Val was part of the American Farm Bureau Federation convention and anniversary celebration in Louisiana and got a mention from the president, chance to meet him, everything else. Val, how are you?
I'm doing good. I ended up losing my voice a little bit, so I apologize for sounding a little rough.
Well, I bet you did, probably from all those well-wishers after the president gives you a little shout-out there from reading your note. Now, you sent a note to the Farm Bureau, and he got a hold of it? How did he get what you wrote?
Well, they had asked him for some comments regarding passage of the Farm Bill and the importance of some of the regulatory reform that we are working on requesting. And so I had wrote about my family farm and how important it is for some of those regulations to be reformed so that we are able to pass that on to the next generation. Because as you're well aware, the farm economy right now is not real great, and it's difficult to try to encourage your children to follow in your footsteps because none of us want to set up our kids for failure. And so there's a lot of different things that we'd like to see happen so that things are a little easier for the next generation to continue on the legacy that we've built. And so I just wrote some comments regarding that and how important it is for rural areas to be represented and for them to understand some of the trials and tribulations that we're going through. And apparently what I wrote, they liked the sounds of, so...
Struck a chord, and he read it, and gave you a shout out, and talked about our new senator, and the, you know, it was a nice little moment for North Dakota. Did I understand correctly? You got to meet him too after?
Actually, before I got to meet him, and spend a couple seconds backstage, have a photo and things like that. So it was a pretty surreal moment for me.
That's fantastic. That really is. What do you think about this president and his thoughts on agriculture?
Well, you know, the position of president deserves a lot of respect, no matter whether or not you agree 100% with everything that happens. And the fact that there is somebody who's actually paying attention or more attention to agriculture and giving credence to some of the issues that we've been facing is a positive change. And I'd like to think that perhaps this will set us up for a future of having agriculture taken more seriously at higher levels of government so that we're able to have that louder voice as there's fewer of us involved.
Very interesting. Well, Val, travel back safely, and thanks for spending a couple minutes with us to tell us about the big day yesterday. We were thrilled to hear you mentioned by the president and hear him read part of your comments as well and talking about the waters of the U.S. Keep up the great work. You're a great ambassador for agriculture. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Scott.
You bet. Talk to you soon. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Keep it right where it's at on your radio dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Welsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Going once, going twice. Sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP wind rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP wind rower from New Holland.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What's on your mind is powered by SchwannGMC.com. They did an indoor used car sale over the past weekend. You know what? They've extended those deals through today. So stop by and check it out.
We are back on What's on Your Mind. Just a couple minutes left. Last chance to get a comment in here at 3-701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550. Text Todd, 367. 367-2054 for me, 226-8503 for Todd. I'm in healthcare, says this texter. Okay, I work in healthcare. That lady is totally wrong. TB is contagious, and people with TB aren't allowed to go anywhere they want. They have to go to a local hospital or a police department to get their meds to make sure they take it. I think we're talking about, again, whether or not it's active TB or not. Active TB, I would agree with you. I'm not sure the other one requires that. But as you heard the mayor say, one can go to the other pronto. If I'm Dave Pepcorn, city commission member, I'm saying, wait a minute. You told me this was all taken care of before they're here. Now you're telling me you need funds, take them when they're here. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Heidi Heitkamp has a new job. Did we not tell you? Did we not tell you just yesterday her appearance on This Week tells us she was auditioning for a little fake news job? She picked NBC. Isn't that special? Yeah, she's in the CNBC, NBC, MSNBC family. Well, there you go. Because that's where you'd want to go if you're moderate, right? Yeah, you'd want to go. You'd want to go there. She posted about this, I guess, today on her Twitter account, saying, off to an interesting start. Looking forward to talking with you all as an at CNBC contributor, hashtag new beginning. There you go. She said she has plans to announce later this week her post-congressional plans for the future. She's staying in the swamp. Does that surprise anybody? It's what they do. It's what they do. So, anyway, very interesting little revelation there that I thought you would enjoy. All right, what else? I want to make sure we get to everything because this is our final segment. You know, I'm hopping on a bus tomorrow, Todd. You're aware of that, aren't you?
Shouldn't you be sitting?
Well, I will hop on, and then I will find a seat, and then I will sit. And traveling, I forget how many hours. I'll know this tomorrow. I'll have it all down. To Washington, D.C. from here. I know this. We get there like late afternoon Thursday. So we leave Wednesday, midday, get there late Thursday, Washington, D.C. And then Thursday night, Friday's the big march. Saturday and part of Sunday, make sure the kids participate in all kinds of different events. And then get back on a bus Sunday, come back Monday afternoon.
He's getting on the magic bus.
I am. I'm a chaperone, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm going to be chaperoning for some of the students from Shanley High School. My daughter is a sophomore there, and we're going to the March for Life. And I am so proud to be going there the true way. Most of the 500,000-plus go every year by bus from all over the USA. By bus. That's what they do. I've never done it by bus. I've been to the March for Life. I was honored to be with the University of Mary. Remember when they were holding the banner in the front of the March for Life marchers on Washington?
I'm betting your MyPillow travel pillow will get used in this particular jaunt.
It will. I think I'm not going to bring the travel pillow. I'm bringing the
bring the full grown.
Exactly right.
Full size big one. Put it all with all the mattress topper and everything. There you go. Going out of the back of the bus. Yeah. That's just Scott back there. What an insult to the hotel. Yeah, I brought my own bedding. I don't like yours.
That's Linus is what that is. Linus from the Dragon.
If Linus were alive today, that should be Mike Lindell's spokesperson for the MyPillow blanket when that comes out if it hasn't already. Linus.
Texter says, on the government shutdown and employees, in parentheses, not getting paid, wouldn't it be accurate to say they will be paid late instead of not paid? Yeah, it would, but it's not as good a story for the fake news media. See, that's the deal. You got to realize they much better to talk about the pain of all this and how horrible it is. Think about loved ones lost because of illegal immigration and sanctuary cities. Let me ask you, is the pain from getting a paycheck 2 weeks, 4 weeks late, the same as losing a loved one? I think not. We need to fix the problem. And if I was in the camp of folks, and we had somebody earlier, where is it here? I'm ticked with this shutdown. I have an FSA farm operating loan that I can't access. Frustrating. I'd go to the banker for, you know, if he knows it's coming from FSA, but it is frustrating. You know what I'd do? I'd call Chuckie Schumer. I call Nancy Pelosi. I call every Democrat that wants open borders, that sees finally a solution coming for something they've been lying about for how long, and say, fix it. That's what I'd say. Right there and then. Anything else? Roads are slicker than a greased pig from Turtle Lake. That's not good. Greased pig is slippery, so be careful about that. Which of our elected officials can explain how, when you don't pay any taxes but file, you get a refund under the earned income tax credit? Is that not clearly theft? There used to be a bar in Pollock, South Dakota, called The Field. When your wife asks where you've been, you can honestly say, The Field. There you go. All right. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.